talking some NBA right now. I just reset the conversation I had with Steph Curry yesterday because it had been quite some time since he had been on the program, so good to run him down. We continue on that topic and others. We are joined right now by an NBA reporter for Yahoo. She is co-host of Dunk Bait, previously covered the league for SB Nation. She is making her jungle debut. Sirit Sohi is my guest. Sirit, nice to have you on. How are you today?
Doing well. How's it going?
Good. Great. Nice to have you on. So I look forward to having you on, and we can do this now. I mentioned Steph was on the show yesterday. He had 49 Monday night. He had 47 the game before that. He's had at least 10 threes in four of his last five games. So when you're watching him right now, what's going through your head, and what do you think as you see the run that he's on?
How could he possibly get better than he is or was before, you know?
Right.
It's different than anything I've ever experienced before in sports. It's just, you think at some point he's going to miss a shot, and he just doesn't. I think that game on Monday, I think he went 10 for 17 or something crazy like that. So it's like, you're getting 30 points just from shooting threes. It feels sustainable to me. Does it feel sustainable to you?
It does. It certainly does. And I'm watching and I'm trying to make sense of it because he's coming off an injury. He missed most of last season. He's 33. And not only does he look as good to me as he has ever looked, he actually looks better. In fact, you made the point that when he goes on a run like this, it feels like 2016 again. So how would you compare what he's doing right now versus what he did then? And then how does that all fit into the context of Golden State's season?
Well, when you look at 2015, 2016, I think right now, this last 10-game stretch or however long it's been, this is better. He's shooting it better. He's taking more threes, and that needs to be the future for him, like this 17, 18 three-point attempts per game. I know it sounds like crazy. I know that, you know, 10 years ago it would be like, what, you want one player taking, you know, 18 threes a game? There are certain teams that just don't do that, but Steph should be because he's just unbeatable from back there. It's like, it's as efficient, basically, as getting Zion a shot in the paint. Like, that's how accurate he is with those shots. And that's something he can keep doing. He's shooting better at the rim. He's getting to the line. Like, he looks a little bit stronger. And I think, you know, he's just like, you see this with certain players. I think you see it with Chris Paul, for example, where he might be aging, but this, you get more reps and you figure out the game better and you figure yourself out a little bit better. And like, you make these micro improvements. And if your game never relied on athleticism that much in the first place, then I think this, even though the fact that he's 33 right now or 32 right now, it doesn't make that big of a difference because it's not like he ever jumped out of the gym in the first place. The fact that he's just getting more of these reps is just making him better. And, you know, the Warriors, on the other hand, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's going to, even with Steph doing what he's doing right now, they're the ninth seed. They'll be in the play-in tournament. I think that would be really fun just to see Steph in there. But obviously, any NBA team would want to not really have that being the equation for them. But I don't know if the sixth seed is actually really in their grasp. They just don't really seem to have that talent unless Steph legitimately just keeps having these 40-point games.
And it looks like he could and will. Sirit Sohi is joining us. You know, you mentioned Chris Paul, so let me jump ahead really quickly. The Suns beat the Bucks in overtime on Monday night in Milwaukee. For months now, in fact, going back to January, you've been telling everybody, get on that bandwagon. Take me back to January then. What did you see in the Suns that made you think that they might be special?
Back January, I saw a team that was successful without necessarily doing the things that they were very capable of doing, that you could see them doing. Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton had not found a rhythm at all together. If you've watched Chris Paul in any of his other stops, though, once you put him next to a talented big man, that big man always gets better. So for them, it was working a little bit slower, and he hadn't really figured out, like, hey, where does he like the ball? They were, you know, putting him more in mid-range situations. They weren't running as much pick and roll. Now they're doing a ton more of that. Ayton's catching a lob, it feels like, almost every quarter. It certainly felt like that in that game. His manipulation of the situation, just as he gets to know his teammates better, you knew that would improve just because, you know, like we were talking about before, reps. Like, that's the most important thing with a guy like him. And Devin Booker was not really playing like the Devin Booker we see right now. He was sort of learning how to play make alongside Chris Paul, but he was turning the ball over a ton. He was trying to outstretch his game. And despite these things not necessarily working, they were still winning games. So I was like, okay, these things, Chris Paul is Chris Paul. He's going to figure out his new teammates. Devin Booker is Devin Booker. He's not going to lead the league in turnovers in February and in April, you know? So that stuff just felt like it was self-evident to me. Then you just add on the fact that this is a really young team that's made improvements on every level. Like, Mikal Bridges is having the best season of his career. DeAndre Ayton now having the best season of his career. Cam Johnson, Cameron Payne. Like, you just, everything suggested that they would continue to get better. And you can't always rely on that because there's always potential. But it just felt a little bit more concrete than some of these other teams.
Sirit Sohi is an NBA reporter for Yahoo. We're talking about the West right now. So what about the Lakers? Like, there's this whole conversation that you and I could have about the Lakers that doesn't involve any of the players or anything on the court, and it's all about what's going on off the court. But if we were to leave that for a moment, they are on the verge of getting Anthony Davis back. Eventually, mm-hmm. LeBron's going to come back. So what kind of expectations do you have for the Lakers when they do reassemble?
Man, are they going to be healthy? Like, that's kind of the biggest thing, right? Are they going to be healthy, and are they going to have enough in the tank to keep it going over the course of the finals? Like, the finals are going to be played in July this year. That's my biggest concern with them right now, is that, you know, like, obviously with Anthony Davis coming back, they ended up playing a little bit better without those guys than I thought they would. They started to find some rhythm towards the end. Then you also, you know, these other teams are getting injuries right now, too. Like, we actually just talked about this on Dump Bay. Right now, you have Kawhi Leonard out. You have Kevin Durant out. Harden out. LeBron out. AD out. Jamal Murray out. Damian Lillard out. Like, these are the best players in the NBA, and they're all out. So the Lakers are kind of going through something at a higher level that a lot of these other teams are going through. But they're not going to have to worry about the Nuggets this year. Not that they were that worried about them in the first place, I don't think. But that's a team they don't have to worry about. Is Kawhi going to be healthy? You know, the Suns have been healthy. That's probably one of the reasons that we've been talking about them a little bit more. The Jazz have been healthy. But for the Lakers, it's just, you know, can they get to June? Can they get to June, and is everybody intact? If so, I see them going to the finals again. But there's just so many questions because this is just such a crazy season that it's so difficult to make predictions.
Right. So before you go, why don't you jump in on the MVP debate, or is it even a debate? When you see Joker, for instance, averaging nearly a triple-double, is he the MVP, period? Or, for instance, does Joel Embiid have a legitimate claim himself?
Well, Embiid's going to have something to say. There's no question about that. He's back. He's healthy. And honestly, the only reason that Embiid isn't the MVP frontrunner is he is also another one of these elite players that's gotten hurt. You got to give credit to Joker for being available. He's obviously having a fantastic season. Now they're going to need even more of him than before. I'd say he's a front runner, but if Embiid stays healthy, then I think I would give it to him, just because of what he does on the defensive end as well. And the Sixers are the one seed. He's obviously crushing it on the offensive end as well. Like, you can't really guard him without a double. You can't guard him with a double at this point either. Like, he's an unsolvable problem. Joker is too, but just what Embiid brings on the defensive end, the fact that team is just playing so much better and actually looks like they could make some real noise in the playoffs, it gives me, I'd say I give a slight edge to Embiid.
All right, so one last thought. I'm sure you talk about this guy quite a bit on Dunk Bait, but what about Luka? What about Luka and how he fits in this conversation? What makes him so special as a talent and so unique?
Oh my gosh, man, Luka. Like, should I even bother describing it? I feel like you just have to watch him. That shot against Memphis, obviously, that everybody saw, but it's Luka magic, you know? It's just something that we haven't seen before. Like, the guy just has incredible touch, incredible control, incredible confidence, man. Like, oh my gosh, just the gusto of going up and taking some of these shots that he takes. He's strong. He's smart. I think he knows that when he plays his best that he can pretty much go toe-to-toe with any player in the NBA. And for how young he is, that's a pretty incredible thing to be able to say. But I don't even feel like talking about Luka does him any justice. Like, you got to just pull out a highlight reel. You got to pull out his craziest shots and just see how many times he's actually made those shots over and over again if you want to know just how far his game can go.
I mean, when you point it out like that, and I've actually heard you talk about this, but when you look at the narrative, when he takes and makes shots like that, and we see Steph doing what he's doing, and we see Damian Lillard pull up from where he pulls up, I mean, when you look at guys like this, is there now such a thing as a bad shot anymore?
Depends who you are.
Right. Not for those guys, though, right?
Not for those guys. Not for those guys. Luka won a EuroLeague championship on a running three-pointer. Not a lot of people remember that. He's done crazy things like this before. He's done it enough times that I'm now thinking, okay, what's next, you know?
Yes, I do know. She's an NBA reporter for Yahoo, co-host of Dunk Bait. She just made her jungle debut, Sirit Sohi. Sirit, good job. Nice to have you on. Let's do that again soon. That was fun.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Thanks so much. Always good to get some new talent on the program.